Consider response 5. A random sample has several characteristics that make it desirable to researchers. This would presumably address the second part of the question, what is a random sample and why is it preferred? The student goes on to note, not only does every individual have an equal chance of being chosen, the choice of one individual does not change due to the choice of another individual. Well, these again are elements of what makes a random sample random, but I don't know that they would be why a researcher prefers a random sample. The next part is, furthermore, random samples are not the same to each other or to the population, but they show a more accurate representation of the population than the larger samples. There's actually a lot going on there, and it's a bit confusing. So random samples are not the same to each other as to the population. So presumably this is getting at the idea that samples are different from one another, and that any given sample is different than the population. So we use samples to generalize to populations, but a given sample is always going to be different from the population. And we'll see in the next set of lectures when we talk about variability, how characterizing the variability, specifically the variance of a sample, is not a very good way of discussing the variance of the population, but more to come on that. The last part of this is, but they, presumably random samples, show a more accurate representation of the population than the larger samples. So it's certainly the case that random samples are better than non-random samples in terms of representativeness of the population, but I'm not sure what it's getting at here in the response that random samples are better than larger samples, and I'm not sure whether or not those larger samples are indeed random themselves or not random. So we just want to be a bit clearer in this answer.